Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're opening the doors to our center today and going to have a chat about a very sensitive topic, about our relationship with God, which is so personal, so powerful, life transformational for all of eternity. And yet, we can get frustrated with God. Have you ever been frustrated? Maybe an expectation not met? Have you ever been frustrated with God as you wait? Have you ever been frustrated, and what were the circumstances of that frustration, and what have you learned? We got people in the pit of frustration today with God, and you can help. You can help. Okay, Intentional Living friends, let's just get real honest and talk about our frustrations from time to time with the God of all creation. You ready? Let's go.
From the Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Are you frustrated with God? Dr. Randy wants to hear from you, so call now at 1-888-888-1717. And one more time, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your faith, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. And reflecting on this topic today, we approach it with a great deal of humility and a great deal of sensitivity to the honor and the glory of God, knowing that He loves us despite how we feel. We know that intellectually, but sometimes we don't feel it. We don't feel it. And perhaps you can relate. You've been through times or in times right now of frustration. What are you learning? What did you learn? What were the circumstances? 888-888-1717. Janelle posted on Facebook, she said, absolutely, yes. We have been in our temporary living situation for 7 years. Every time I think we're going to move forward and get out of this situation, something else comes up, and we can't. I've learned many things through the years, such as patience and simplicity. I just get frustrated. I know that God has a plan for our life, and remind myself that all things happen in His time. I just sometimes want His plan to be revealed a little faster. Ella, she gets really personal. She says, as a pastor's family, our teen daughter had a great relationship with the Lord. She wanted to go to Mexico to be a missionary after high school, but she goes on to say, but in a blink of an eye, she has fallen, compromised her beliefs and values, and ran away from home. It's been a heartbreaking time. I questioned God and was angry with Him for it. But through the storms of life is where He shows His presence the most, because we truly seek His answers. It may not be right away that we get the solutions that we want, but that's where our faith is built. Still going to be hard, but we'll get through it. What about you? What have you learned as you think about God and your relationship with Him? You ever been disappointed? What were the circumstances? What have you learned? 888-888-1717.
One of the things that I struggle with and I'm struggling with now is runaway emotions. It's really difficult for me to trust people sometimes. It's a pretty scary world. I haven't had God in my life in a long time. I'm starting to turn to Him now. But when I get angry or I'm upset or my expectations aren't met, I feel rejected and I start behaving inappropriately. Right now, my girlfriend is pregnant and it's really hard to deal with this because we've had some problems. It's been a really quick relationship and very sudden, and I thought maybe that was God's way of saying we belong together, and she's going over the problems with us. She's saying that she doesn't believe that anymore. It's really difficult to deal with something like that. Of course, with my reactions and everything, and that's basically what caused the problem, I feel even more rejected. She's saying she isn't going to have it. I'm not a father, and I'm scared of being one now. I don't know how to handle it, so I'm trying to turn towards God and looking for an answer. It's really difficult to change behavior you've been doing for a long time. The self-talk as well has been an issue. So I'm hoping that I can make a positive change. Right now, it's the hardest time ever.
Well, let's remember that young man as he just pours out his heart to us. Today, maybe you're just feeling a little bit frustrated with what's going on in your life. Sam's on the line in Missouri. Sam, welcome to Intentional Living.
Hey. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. How about you? What about this experiences in life that sometimes leaves us feeling frustrated? What are you experiencing?
Well, we went through about 5 really bad years. My husband was part of the automobile industry breakdown, his plant was closed down, and 2 months before that, I was diagnosed with a very serious, deadly form of cancer, and he did not feel like he could quit his job, so he was transferred to Illinois, which meant he was only home on the weekends, and then he was transferred to Texas, which meant we had to pull up roots and move cross-country, and then my parents' marriage fell apart because of some serious things my dad was doing, drinking, and then he eventually burned down their house, and I had to come home and take care of him while struggling with this illness that just kept destroying my bones in my back and spine. And my husband and I were only seeing each other about once a month. And eventually I went through a stem cell transplant. And then, you know, he was able to come home for a couple of months. But I'm now in remission, praise God, for 2.5 years. And I had to focus on God and learn how to deal with being separated from my husband, which even just talking about it now was just heartbreaking. And I clung to God, and I mean, I'm not telling you I was some rock, because I wasn't most of the time. I was a quivering mess. But I prayed Psalm 69 a lot, and my parents' issues are still there, and the court basically seized their assets because of my dad's actions, and we've basically been supporting them while my husband's working out of state, and there's been a lot of evil afoot.
Well, what has all this done? I mean, Job-like situations and conditions, what has this done to your faith? Where are you spiritually in your view of
really
God?
It's strengthened my faith. It made me search God, for the whole just purpose of being close to God. And that was something that I had to learn, was it wasn't just about what I could get from God. It was about what my purpose really was here, and it was to worship God. It was to be close to God. It was to be a vessel for God. And I prayed, you know, I looked at Luke a lot, the woman with the issue of blood, because that's basically where I was. It was an issue of blood. And I had to tell the doctors that they had no idea what God had for me. And I was not going to believe their diagnosis. Not that the diagnosis was wrong, but I was not going to believe that they held my life in their hands, that God held my life.
Wow, that's the ultimate message. Tough one, though, isn't it? All right, thank you, Sam. Appreciate your call. May God bless you, continue to bless you, and I think you encourage a lot of people here. All right, is it Luis?
Yes, this is Luis.
Luis, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I just want to let you know that I'm started listening to your program, and I love it so much.
Thank you.
And that makes me feel good. Well, my frustration is because, you know, me and my wife, we live in for 7 years. We married for 7 years, but seems like always one thing gets frustration is the money. You know, she have a job, not a career. I have a job. Also, it's not a career. I'm a cook. But we're making decent money, but always money has had to be between us, and always fighting for money. And I think, I don't know, and how we handle this, or I can handle this, because if we don't have money, always fighting, how are we going to pay this? And, you know.
Yeah. And that's going on now. Where are the two of you in terms of your relationship with Christ?
Well, I'm a Catholic. She's a Catholic. But I believe God exists and everything, but I just cannot reach God to the point that say, okay, I'm good and feel better or something. So I don't know.
Well,
I need something else.
Well, Louise, listen, I'm glad you're listening. You know, the scripture is very clear. God doesn't hide, you know. If you're sensing God's presence in your life and you're sensing his realness, then he's there. You know, we talk about seeking God as though he's hiding somewhere. He's not. He's very present. He's very near. And I encourage you to do a couple things. One is to get into Scripture and start reading the Bible, understanding that his word, even the Scripture says of itself, it is like a lamp for our feet, and it gives direction for our path as we walk with him. When it comes to real practical topics like money, God is not silent on that. He talks about two people in marriage walking together. We at Intentional Living teach You're never going to be happy in life. You're never going to be satisfied in life. You're never truly going to be content in life until you figure out what pleases Christ and then do it, Ephesians 5:10. And until and unless you and your wife get on the same page, in my opinion, spiritually, and then, of course, letting that flow through how you handle money and seeing yourself as stewards and not owners, that's going to be a huge point of contention in your marriage. Finances are a huge problem in marriage because two people don't agree. It has very little to do with about how much money is coming in. I've talked to millionaires that break up because of money. I've talked to people who are virtually broke, who are happy in their relationship because money isn't the centerpiece of their life, even though it could be frustrating to them. See, the key is to know that God has a plan for your life. And Louise, spiritually, God is real. You know, the scripture says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. It's not just head knowledge. It's confession of understanding that God is real and that he loves you. He wants a personal relationship with you, my friend, and with your wife and your family, and to guide you every day. And so God's not hiding. He's very present. He's here in this very moment as we're speaking over the miles and wants to have a personal relationship with you. Have you ever given your life to him, Louise? You ever gotten to a place where you said, Lord, I know you're real. God, I know you're real, and I want you in my life. I want you to be the centerpiece of my life. Have you ever done that?
No.
Is that something you would find to be important in your life, something you would like to do
yes.
right now?
I do. I think it's very important to me to say that so I can feel better. And I will encourage myself to do it. So,
would you like to pray? Would you like to do that right now?
Yes.
Why don't you share? There's nothing magical about the words I'm going to share because it's got to come from your heart. It's not only to feel better, but to know that you're a changed new person in Christ. And when we're done praying here, I'm going to have Sally catch your address because I want to send you some material. We're going to send you our Intentional Word Bible that'll help you read through the Bible. Let's get a copy of the first one thing offline. Send that to Louise as well. But if you'd like to pray with me, Louise, just repeat this. So there's nothing, again, magical, but if you're ready and you want to give your life to Christ, I can't think of a better time than right here with everybody who's going to be praying with you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's pray together. So go ahead and pray, Louise. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I give my life to you.
Today I give my life to you.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive my sins.
Come into my life.
Into my life.
Make me a new creation in you.
I'm a new creation in you.
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
Thank you for dying for me and the Christ.
And for coming into my life.
Thanks for coming into my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what happened right then, Louise? The scripture says that if we confess, that he responds. And you are now a new creation in Christ. Now, there's a time of growing now. And there's going to be a lot of opposition. And I want you to know that we care for you. And we're going to get some material into your hands. The first one thing, setting a foundation for your relationship with God, is a resource that we have online. Maybe we can print this off. We'll send this to you. But others, if that's a prayer that you want to pray as well, or you want to know Jesus Christ, you can come and read this booklet. There's helpful help online for you there. But I'm going to put you on hold, brother, and we're going to be praying for you here. We're going to get the Bible into your hands. I'm encouraging you and your wife to find a church where you can really grow spiritually, a place where God's Word's being taught and that you will grow together. There's help available. There's churches that have programs on money and on relationships and things that will really be a help to you. And if you'll hang on, maybe we can get you some resources even to plug you into some churches in your area, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, my friend. Well, I'm done. I can't think of anything better to do today than that. The rest is detail, right? The rest, my friend, is detail. If you don't know Christ personally, and you think, is that what it is? You know, it's a statement of saying, hey, I've been drawn by God. I choose to give my life to him because he's drawn me to himself. And as a result of that, I want to grow in my life. I want to grow. See, don't just stop and be like a baby. Nothing worse than a baby that stays a baby. To grow, to get plugged into a Bible-believing church, to get into God's Word and make it a part of your life. That, my friend, is what intentional living is all about.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. There's a praise chorus about Jesus in Revelation which goes, "For you were slain and purchased for God with your blood, men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation." You know, Intentional Living has had the great privilege of sharing the truth about our intentional God with some of those tribes and tongues. We have Facebook family who speak Portuguese, Spanish, Indonesian, and Arabic, just to name a few. Join our Facebook family today. You might just see what Jesus is doing around the world. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com and click on the Facebook icon. Are you frustrated with God? Well, don't go away. Dr. Randy has more for you. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Too much busyness, too much shopping, and not enough meaningful family time. I need to reboot Christmas.
Need a little inspiration to help turn your buried Christmas into a merry Christmas? Intentional Living can help when you make your gift to the ministry this month. Just ask for the new gift book, Made to Thrive at Christmas. This beautifully designed book shares scripture and fresh, meaningful traditions, practical holiday ideas, and most importantly, ways to enrich your relationships at Christmas. And your gift to the Intentional Living Center will be used by God to mend broken hearts and transform lives. Ask for the new book, Made to Thrive at Christmas, so you and your family can celebrate a Christ-centered Christmas. Go to theintentionallife.com, that's theintentionallife.com, to make your gift to intentional living.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in 2014. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
All right. Thank you much. You know, by the way, we've gotten information from Louise. We're going to get him a Bible. We're sending him some material from the ministry. Our staff are going to try to plug him into a local church in his area where he can really grow spiritually. And, you know, that's why we're here. When I think about intentional living, this is not about just getting new habits so we can be happy and our life is better. And that happens, by the way, when we live intentionally. But more than that, that is the centerpiece of why this ministry exists. You know, we've had conferences this year, and what did I hear? I think about 4,500 people stood at our conferences to make a one-thing commitment for their marriage. And we had dozens and dozens of people over our conference and over several hundred over the last couple of years who've stood and prayed that prayer to give their life to Christ. That is why the Intentional Living message is here. That's our privilege. Today, Frustrated with God, we got some more calls and comments and help for you coming up.
This is Steve Tanner with a word about intentional citizenship. Some people are more engaged in politics than others. If you're one who is passionate about the election and the issues, how do you encourage your friend who is not paying that much attention? Kathy Herod is a Christ follower, a mom, a family policy advocate, and president of Center for Arizona Policy.
Pray for discernment. If there's someone in your life who's not engaged, who's not active politically, or who doesn't seem to have the same passion for the issues that you do, really be very gentle with them and bring it along carefully. Not beat them over the head with scripture or that type of thing. That seldom works. I think we also have to be sensitive that any of the issues in our day somehow affect people's lives. And so to be sensitive and understanding of that. I also would encourage people, don't be overwhelmed by what's going on in the culture. Or don't vote or don't participate or don't take a stand because, oh, it's too overwhelming. I just don't understand what's going on. Pick the two or three issues that matter most to you. Decide where you stand on those issues, and then decide what you're going to do about it.
Pay attention, vote, encourage someone else, and be an intentional citizen. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner.
All right, the countdown just a few days away for the election day. And a reminder to our friends around the country, we have an opportunity to vote. And if you're registered, I encourage you to do so. As we think about frustration today, you know, we're frustrated with things that go on in our country from time to time. But if we don't vote, don't complain. You know, taking action. Sometimes that's true even in our frustration with God. Our frustration with Him may be a result. Come on, work with me here. Sometimes the frustration may be a result of our own doings. You know, not always, but sometimes. And where we have the opportunity to make sure we're doing what we need to do, we do it. And ultimately, trusting God. I think that we're seeing that online. Some stuff isn't fair. Dustin posted online talking about when you're frustrated with God. He says, when my mother shot herself when I was 15, I was angry at God that I knew nothing about it. However, when I knew about Him and He truly saved me from going down the same path, it opened my blinded eyes of why it happened, and I'm truly a better man for it. However, he says, it made no sense whatsoever when it happened. That's true. Tanya, boy, what a sense, a tender comment. She says, when our son was 7 at the time and was diagnosed with leukemia, I questioned how a loving God would allow this to happen to a small child. You know, I had to question God earlier this spring, you know, in February, when our granddaughter, who came early and lived but just a few minutes, enough for us to hold her and say goodbye. You questioned, where's God in that? When I saw my own father go through what appeared to be just unnecessary illness after illness in the latter years of his life, what's that about? See, we're not immune from this stuff. And I want to give you a perspective on this from Scripture here in just a moment. But let's get a couple more calls on, because you all have the best things to say. Jennifer's in Texas. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Appreciate your call. Go right ahead. What have you learned about being frustrated with God?
Well, I was just calling, first of all, my husband said to tell you hi. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, we're in our 50s, and whenever you were talking about this topic, I was thinking about how, as a Christian, you know, we were saved as teenagers, and we just would assume life would get easier and easier. And in our 50s, we found, you know, parents being ill and dying, and our children raising their children, and maybe not always the way we would, and our grandchildren being victims of crime, and the justice system not being very justice. But anyway, what we've learned through all of this is that life can be very frustrating, and God is still always faithful. And we used to look at walking by faith as kind of this blind optimism, like everything's always going to go our way or work out. But now we've learned that whenever we have these circumstances that come up and these emotions of frustration well up inside of us, that we're going to walk by faith, because we're going to take those emotions and make them obey the Word of God and submit our lives to Him and then count on Him to always be there. And He always is.
Wow. Jennifer, that's the turn I think some people don't make. They think of being a Christian or follower of Christ like he's a genie in a bottle waiting to be brought to life so he can do what we want him to do, and that's not at all what it means. In fact, the Scripture is pretty clear. There's going to be trials and tribulations. It's going to be difficult. Being a follower of Christ, we're not immune from the challenges of life. Sometimes I think we even get more so to help grow our faith, for sure. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yes, thank you. God bless you. But I did want to encourage anyone going through anything that God is faithful.
Boy, that's true. Okay, I got 1 minute, Sandra, but I wanted to hear what's your take on this in Arizona. Go ahead.
Oh, all I was going to say was that I've always been raised, you know, that you can talk to him like a person. You know, it doesn't always have to be just a prayer, and to get frustrated is okay, because there's a lot of times things happen. And the biggest thing, I know my grandmother always told me, when you get frustrated, just remember, sometimes it's not, he's not picking on you. He's giving you as an example for someone else to see how you'll handle it, maybe to turn them. So
that's true.
Getting frustrated, you know, I mean, my great-grandbaby died when she was 6. From a disease. And we had no knowledge. She caught it. Died on Sunday.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was hard.
I can
right. And
I can only imagine.
But Yeah. So anyway, when it happened, I just said, I'm not talking to you today. I don't know what's going on. I'm not going to go there. So then on the way to the funeral, he said, just remember, the world can make them sick. Sometimes I just have to take them. Mm. So yes, I think it's fine to get frustrated. I think it's okay. And sometimes you're just being an example to see how you'll handle it, maybe to turn somebody else saying, well, wow, what do they know that I don't know?
And I'll tell you, there's a lot of people listening, none of this makes any sense. Zero sense. I know that. Humanly speaking, I have to tell you, outside of my spiritual life, outside of my walk with Christ, I'm in your camp. Doesn't make sense. And I think that's one of the turnoffs sometimes to following God. Until you have an experience to know why you're here, what the purpose of life is, none of us are going to get out of the stuff that happens in life. But where do you put your faith and your trust? That's the real question.
Hello, Dr. Randy. This is Heidi. For years and years, I thought God wasn't listening to me, that he just was far away from me as he could get. But on May of 2010, God entered my marriage and just did something that I would have never imagined he would have done. He completely restored my marriage.
Now, God does all the savings. You don't intentionally get yourself saved. Because it's very clear in Scripture that it is by faith that we are saved. It's not through works, lest any one of us should boast.
And the most precious thing is that he restored me, and I became a new creation in his word and his sight, by his love and by his precious blood. And he made me the mom I was meant to be. He turned me into the wife I was meant to be. And it's all by his grace and love. And thank you for your program. Thank you for the many nights you helped me out. You were a blessing, and I know you're continuing to bless others. May God bless you and keep you.
Oh, you're welcome. That's why we're here. And thanks to our members, financial members, those who support the ministry, nonprofit listener-supported ministry, we're able to do this. Come join us as we close up this month. We got a very special gift for you. It's a book called Made to Thrive at Christmas. It's full of scripture and tips and traditions. It's just a neat book that you're going to enjoy. You can put it in an envelope, in fact, and share it with another friend after you've read it. We'll get it to you for your best gift to the ministry at theintentionallife.com. You know, today you heard Louise give his life to Christ on the program. I'd ask the question, how has God changed you? And, you know, beyond the radio, we've got a whole ministry activity that goes on, Facebook and conferences and so on. And weekdays, starting in November, our own Stephen Davis is posting a special intentional Facebook Bible study, Our Intentional God. Check it out at theintentionallife.com in November through November, theintentionallife.com. Okay? I'm Randy Carlson. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.